Hello, and welcome to this special episode of The Scene. We have recently acquired the tapes of our engineers as they went on a summer extravaganza, and are excited to share with you what they found as they explored the beautiful music they have seen around Indiana. Let's just go ahead and dive right in and see what they were up to.
Is this thing on? Yeah, it is. All right, hey, welcome to The Scene. Today we're doing our summer extravaganza, our summer special. We're going to be going all around Lake Michigan looking for our favorite summer music and summer activities. I'm with Paul right now. Paul, you want to introduce yourself?
Okay. I'm Paul. I am a producer for The Scene, and I am currently driving, and you are distracting me by asking all these questions.
Okay, well, are you listening to me, or are you, like, looking at the road, Paul? Like,
I can't tell, Jacob, because you keep asking me these questions.
Okay, well, hold on. I need to, like, look at the map. Just, like, okay. Give me a second.
Watch where you're going.
Whoa. Hey, I'm walking here.
I definitely almost hit that lady.
I just can't find it on this map. Do you know where we're supposed to meet Chris and Kyler?
I'll be honest. I thought you were looking at a menu, so...
We're driving, Paul.
I thought we were getting food.
Paul, do you see what's in front of you?
Oh, there's the yacht.
Are you gonna brake?
No. We're gonna crash. Oh, no. Oh, brace for impact.
A few moments earlier.
Oh, man. I am really enjoying this yacht.
Yeah, we couldn't have picked a better day. We couldn't have picked a better boat.
I know, it's the best boat on the market, the best weather in the atmosphere, man. Like, literally, we could not have asked for better circumstances for this day and for us to be able to enjoy it together and listen to some music with our friends.
Speaking of our friends, I cannot wait for Jacob and Paul to get here.
Oh my gosh.
Sandwiches.
Sandwiches. You know how Paul loves it when you put those nacho cheese Doritos on his sandwich and you cut off
the
crust.
He loves them.
And you cut it in half. He's very specific. For some reason, he won't cut it. He won't eat it if it's not cut in half, even though it's the same dang sandwich.
Yeah, I know. But you know what? We do it for him because we're great friends.
Yeah, because. He would never do anything that would prevent us from having a nice time on this yacht.
Oh my gosh, he's such a good friend. I heard he was driving Jacob here.
Really? Oh
yeah.
My gosh, how thoughtful of him.
Right?
I'm sure he's driving so safely, and they're going to arrive here very soon.
I'm sure they are.
Oh man, would you look at the sun, man. It feels so nice and warm, and it gives us such a nice look over the road over there, too.
Yeah, I see it. The parking lot is remarkably close to the docks,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, for some reason.
Yeah, and do you see the car that's
hey,
seems
isn't
to
that,
not
wait,
be
that's
slowing
Paul's,
down?
That's Paul. That's him. I'd recognize
is that
car
him?
Anywhere. Yeah, look at that car.
Hi, Paul. Wave to Paul.
That's Paul's car. Look at it.
Is he going to stop?
Yeah, why is he coming? Why is he? He's going pretty fast. You think he knows which one is the brake?
Paul,
the
look out.
It's the one on the left.
Paul.
Hey, guys. Hey, do you have sandwiches for me? Hey guys, look on the bright side. We can find a nice, perfectly good pontoon boat on this website I just found. It's called Definitely Not Broken Pontoon Boat Michigan.org. I found this one for $10. And it only asks you for your social security number, your student ID, and your grandma's birthday. I have all that in my wallet ready to go.
There you go, Paul.
Let's try it out.
You know what would have been better?
What?
A yacht.
That was your yacht?
That definitely was not your yacht.
It was my yacht. Was it or was it not?
We were going to surprise the scene by donating this yacht so that we could do these summer things all the time.
Oh, so the scene could travel across the world.
Well, Paul's got a pontoon, so I think we're good, guys.
Well, I do agree that website seems like a very, like the description, you know, the website itself, that sounds very reliable.
It does
okay,
seem safe.
I would trust that. I would trust it. I'm just saying. $10? You really think $10, really?
Yeah.
Expensive. Like, you need to bargain down.
Oh, by the way, guys, can I borrow 10 bucks?
I got 10 bucks, Paul. It's okay.
All right.
Okay.
Ten schmuckaroos.
I'll Venmo you in like a year or so.
So for all these listeners joining in with us right now, We are now together. The Scene engineers and producers are ready to hit the seas. We got Chris Golab, Kyler Altenhoff, Paul Butler, and myself, Jacob Holtzman, and we are ready to get this show on the road. Or are we, guys?
No, on the water.
Oh, oops, water. Ready to get the show on the water.
Yeah, I'm ready to get the show on the water.
I'm still pumped. These sandwiches are not going to taste the same, but, you know, it's going to be fine.
Yeah.
Speaking of, is this the boat in person?
Oh, there it is. It looks a little different.
Right there, yeah. I mean,
but, it's not too bad. Actually,
that's not really at all what it looked like on the pictures on that website. That is literally not even close.
I mean, it's got some bumps and some scratches, but hey, just look past that. If it floats, whatever floats your boat.
Odds are it's going to have life preservers, right? So, Jacob, you want to come to the boat and like check in the seats with me for these? I gotta find somewhere to put my sandwiches in.
All right, I'll sit somewhere.
Hey, Kyler, why don't you drive this time?
All right.
This is a pretty good storage space. Jacob, did you find any life preservers?
I think. Whoa.
Wait.
Whoa! What are you guys doing over there?
We didn't do anything. We're just looking
through
the...
Why is it moving?
Everyone, run back to the back of the boat! Run to the back of the boat! Oh, my...
Oh, wait.
Now we're tipping backwards!
Oh, my gosh!
Go to the front!
This is so much worse!
This is... Yeah, I don't even know how we're still getting a good audio quality recording of our voices.
We've got this. Just stay in the middle.
Kyler's going down the ship as is his role of captain.
All right, guys. I think we stabilized.
I think we're good.
All right. Well, I'm going to be very careful, and I'm going to push us off the dock. Is everyone okay to go?
No problems. Nothing
we'll
sketchy
fine.
About this at all.
Hey, at least it has a radio.
That's so convenient for our purposes. I sure hope we get Indiana Public Radio all the way from over here.
We do.
Wow, convenient.
I love me some good local Indiana Public Radio.
Yes. Right from our own backyards, which is in the water, apparently.
Got a finger on the trigger with her every pour. Trouble never tasted so good. Well, you're way past your limit, but she makes you want more. You can't walk away, but you should. Baby, I know that it's hard to resist. Your heart has been stolen and sealed with a kiss. You can't turn away from a woman like a this. There's red wine inside and I leave. Broken leaves you blind. Nowhere to hide, nowhere to run. Knows how to get whatever she wants. Red wine and cyanide leaves you broken, leaves you blind. But her love is a venom, your love in your veins. You better escape before it's too late. Well, she's sweet like Moscato and smooth like Merlot. But don't get too close to her flames. Cause in daylight she's Jackie, but at night she's Monroe. Oh, you're playing a dangerous game. Oh, baby, I know that it's hard to resist. Your heart has been stolen and sealed with a kiss. You can't turn away from a woman like a this. Red wine and cyanide leaves you broke and leaves you blind. You die. Love is a venom, your love in your veins. You better escape before it's too late. Well, she'll make a mistake in a matter of time. What goes around comes around soon. And you know in the end she will pay for her crimes. The villains, you know. Always do. Oh, she's red wine and cyanide. venom, your love in your veins. You better escape before red wine and cyanide leaves you roll your leaves you blind. Nowhere to hide, nowhere to run, knows how to get whatever she wants. Red wine and cyanide drinks you up and leaves you blind. Love is a venom, your love in your veins. You better escape before it's too late. She's got a finger on the trigger with every pour. Trouble never tasted so good. I've got quicksand in my kiss. I'm a tempest in disguise with a tornado on my fingertips. They say I'm not too forgiving, and I've got a bad temper too. But you're in the path of my destruction, and I'm coming after you. My name is Disaster. Cities out and make fire rain from the skies. Oh, you know lightning don't play nice, and I like to cause a stir when your life goes up in flames. I'm gonna stand and watch it burn. Oh, my name is Disaster, you know who I am. Got a history. Who's coming when the thunder rolls? And my name is Disaster, and you know who I am. I've got a bad, bad temper and an evil plan. Not you or an army could ever strike me down. My name is Disaster because, oh, baby, my name is Disaster. You know who I am. Got a history.
You're listening to The Scene from Indiana Public Radio. This has been Summer Belt from their performance at the Weebishay Music Festival. If you are interested in learning more about this artist, you can find them at summerbelt.com. Now, let's go ahead and get back to our story and see just what our engineers are up to now.
All right, here we go, guys. Just in T-minus 30 degrees, we'll take another left.
You know, Kyler, how experienced are you with boating?
Pretty.
pretty, okay.
You've been on Lake Michigan before?
I've been in water before, so I think that would qualify me to, I mean, because what's the difference? I've been in water, boat goes in water. I'm basically a boat at this point. You know what I'm talking about?
That's true, but though that is true, it really looks like we've been going in a circle.
No.
I've definitely seen that seaweed before.
Right?
Where did you see the weed before?
Yeah, I saw the seaweed.
The seaweed?
No, he didn't
where did you see
the
seaweed?
He saw the seaweed.
He saw the seaweed. Where did you see
I
the seaweed?
I definitely saw that dead fish floating.
Paul saw the dead fish. Jacob see the seaweed. You think
okay,
that it's not
well,
possible
Jacob,
that the seaweed
did you bring
any
the
other...
map?
Yeah. All right, yeah, map master.
After the I told Paul to grab the map.
The map? What do you mean the map? I thought you meant the menu.
Paul, we've been over this. There is no menu.
But I have it right here. This Whoa, scene, that... look, it has a map. Yeah, so I got the menu from Johnny Longshivers.
Who is Johnny Longshivers?
Wait, yeah. This menu, it is a map.
It is. That's what I'm trying to tell you. I got the crayons to prove it.
No, we can decode this map. We can... There's something here. I don't know. I guess that's for us to figure it out.
Does everyone see that boat in the distance? It's getting closer really fast.
Is it the yacht?
Either it's a boat that's growing in size or it's getting closer. I'm not sure which at this point.
My vote is the ladder.
The ladder? It doesn't have a ladder.
Well, it does have a ladder. Look, there's a ladder.
Oh, wait, no. Yeah, they're inviting us up. Let's just go. We should totally get on this boat right now.
All right. So as co-leader of this venture. Yeah.
Okay. Yep.
Chris and Kyler, why don't you guys, you know, we got some soggy sandwiches. I really think those need to air out. We don't want moldy, soggy sandwiches. We want dry, moldy sandwiches.
Mm-hmm. I'm all for that because I'm still very concerned about those sandwiches.
Yeah.
So, Paul, let's go up to the pirate boat.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, you guys go scope things out up there.
Hey, Kyler, this is your vegetarian sandwich if you'd like to squeeze it out.
Yes, it's really, really important to me that I have this one in particular because they're... all right, let's get to sandwich desoggying.
Paul, God, you can't step on my hands.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to. I thought that was something else.
Well, will you climb back? What else is on a lap? Just climb, Paul.
But it's so pretty outside. Do you just admire the water?
Paul, I am hanging off the side of a ship.
Okay. I'll climb up. I'll go. Ooh. Okay. All right. I'm climbing up. I'm getting to the top there.
All right.
Are
these pirates?
These are pirates.
Ahoy, landlubbers.
We're from the water.
Arg.
Who are you?
I be the fearsome Captain Johnny Longshivers, and
Johnny
this be my first mate, Hush Puppy.
Do you have his map?
I have your map. Look, it says right there, Johnny Longshivers, for kids 12 and under.
How'd you get that? How'd you get that in your...
I went to the restaurant. That's your restaurant.
We got crayons.
We've been looking for that map for 4 months.
4 months we've been looking.
Arg. And ye had it the whole time?
Yeah, if you want, you can look at it. I ordered a small fry and a chicken nunky. So.
Hush, puppy! Take that map!
Give it here. No. I'll take it off ye hands.
No!
Give it
here. In fact, you got anything else on that small little boat of yours?
Like, literally anything?
Well, definitely not sandwiches.
Sandwiches?
No sandwiches on that.
Maybe plastic cutlery or a medium-sized cooler?
No, we have none of those
literally
things.
Anything at all. I will literally take anything. We're so bad at our job.
It's very hard to be pirates on Lake Michigan.
It's hard to be pirates if you're not good pirates. If you don't have any basic pirate skills, and you haven't been trained in pirate school like
it
all
is
the
others. Tough. It's been very hard.
We're being overthrown by pirates right now. They're
call them
take
up here.
Our sandwiches.
We're probably not going to succeed because we're bad pirates.
No, it's my fault. I'm a bad captain. I know it is.
It's not.
Are they crying?
It's not your fault.
It is my fault.
It's not your fault, matey.
It's okay.
No, can we? Stay out of it.
We'll
stay out of it. Stay out of it.
Do your job. We're having pirates.
We're having a main character moment right here, okay? This is where I talk him up, okay? We're having a main character moment. So you two just play your role as our captives and shh.
Hush, puppy. I don't think I can bear to be a pirate anymore.
You are the best captain I've ever had.
Do you think so?
I think so.
Do you know
I really
so?
Do. I know so. Because, you know, we might have taken all the tricks. All every single square inch of Lake Michigan. And, you know, maybe we literally haven't gotten anything. Like, we literally haven't gotten any treasure or acquired any goods at all. But you know what? I wouldn't have been here without Captain Johnny Longshiver. There would be no Hush Puppy without Johnny Longshiver. And that's a pirate fact.
You're the best first mate a pirate captain could have.
I'm glad we had this moment. All right, you guys,
I'm glad
you guys
want to
ride
about this.
So I see that you guys have a pretty bad boat. You guys just want to come with us. You know what? Just come with us. What are you guys even doing?
Yeah, call your crew up here.
You know what? Yeah, let's just go. What are you guys doing?
I don't know.
Come on up.
Hey, Chris, Kyler, come here.
I'm drying the sandwiches.
Are you sure it's safe?
Wait, you do have sandwiches?
The pirates are crying. It's safe. Don't worry.
Did they lie to us? They lied to us about the sandwiches.
You lied to us about not having sandwiches. You guys aren't allowed on this boat.
Stand up against the mast. Stand up against the mast.
Hush
puppy, get the rope.
Stop it.
Can I be honest with ye? I was gonna be completely fine with you guys coming aboard our ship. But when I found out you guys lied about the sandwiches, that's where I drew the line.
That's where I drew the line, matey.
No,
we drew the line.
Don't tie us up.
You wanna what?
All right, their friends are coming up. Let's go. Let's go get them too.
They were vegetarian sandwiches too.
Even better.
Yes.
The rest of you salty sea dogs, grab the rest of their crew from the ladder and tie them up as well.
This be the best plunder I've ever had in years. We found some sporks and some other plastic cutlery.
Arr, sporks for me sandwiches.
Hey, let go.
Yeah, dude, what the heck? Literally, hold on. Jacob and Paul, you guys just told us to come up. You literally
what's
just...
up with that?
Listen, I lied.
Come on.
Okay?
I lied
to them. They didn't like it.
It was a fat lie.
It's what? Captain Johnny Longshivers. I don't know what to do.
Yeah,
he took my menu, so... You can't negotiate with that guy. All right.
Arrgh, and we're gonna go see the sirens, too.
What?
Yes, the sirens.
What?
I love these lessons.
What? Sirens?
Ahoy, mateys! We are turning this ship around and heading toward... Siren Island.
Siren Island?
Siren Island?
It is an underwater island.
Underwater? Isn't the definition of island that it's like surrounded by water? So underwater island? What?
It's Atlantean of sorts.
Oh, I need no further explanation.
Dr. Captain Johnny Longshivers?
I ain't a doctor, matey. What's your question?
I know I'm not, like, part of a crew and I'm, like, tied to this mast right now, but, like, sirens, like, shouldn't you not see sirens?
Ah, I can hear them now. Listen, mateys.
Wait, I can hear it too.
Oh, no. Right.
Everyone, jump off the side of me ship and swim toward Siren Island.
Why would we do that?
Oh, hush, puppy. Wait, weren't you just saying how... good of a leader I was? How great of a leader?
I was, but this is objectively just not a good idea at all.
If this ain't the best idea I've ever had, then I ain't even Johnny Longshivers.
Well,
jump, I say, jump!
See you later, plastic cutlery.
Goodbye, sandwiches.
Well, then, if his name ain't Johnny Longshivers, then my name ain't Hush Puppy. And if my name ain't Hush Puppy and his name ain't Johnny Longshivers,
then if his name ain't Hush Puppy, then my name isn't Pirate Number One.
If his name isn't Pirate Number One, then I don't know.
Pirate number two. All right.
Everyone, let's hold hands and stand towards the side of the boat. One, two, three. Well, that problem resolved itself.
Yeah.
We're still
tied up.
Yeah. Well.
Hey, they dropped the plastic cutlery. I think I can get it with my foot.
They did.
Wow.
I'm gonna kick this to you, okay?
Okay.
Catch.
Wait, but this is the spork. Wait, grab the knife. Grab the knife. Not the spork.
How are you gonna cut with a spork? How are you gonna? Yeah. How's he supposed to cut with a spork?
Oh. Got it. Okay. All right. I'll try to cut us loose.
All right.
Oh, it broke in half. Wait, is there another knife?
Guys, it's not even knotted. Just
wait, yo. None of us are tied up at all.
Whoa.
It's tightly wrapped.
It's not even.
You can see Paul and I's confusion.
I literally. Whoa. You know, looking at my own hand. Literally.
Observation skills, guys.
Yeah. Wow. All right. Well, let's.
Now what do we do, guys?
I mean, I wouldn't mind being captain if you wanted me to. You know, take the wheel.
Hold on. They took the map into the water with them, and they took us away from our pontoon.
Did they take the crayons?
They did not take the crayons.
All right. I'm significantly less upset now.
So how do we find our way back to land?
Don't you, like, look for moss on the side of a rock?
Yeah,
moss?
Doesn't that point weast?
Weast?
Weast.
Oh, sorry. I meant nest.
Nest? You're a bird? Like a bird?
Like a bird. Nest? That's it. Like birds? A bird.
Well, birds aren't real.
Look towards the sky. If we can see where the birds are headed, they've got to be headed back to land.
Wait, guys, look over there.
Whoa, wait.
Wow.
They're seabirds.
Ew, are they singing?
Do you think they're singing on purpose?
Do you think they're singing rock songs?
Accidentally?
I don't know. Seems like a very specific situation, but I'm not going to rule it out.
Well, let's follow them.
All right.
I'm taking charge of this boat.
All right. Let's follow those accidental songs.
Aye, aye, Captain Chris.
O'Brien's for your cover, and paint the leaves black and red. Take the lenses from your glasses and hide them under the bed, or leave them to a trusted friend you hope to never see again. Fingerprints reddish brown on the pages of a book in a motel drawer. Some words are crossed out, some are circled in black pen. Back then, what wasn't written was wrong. And now all the prophets are gone, and we're dying to hear it all. Sleep well so you can tell me all the colors of the leaves in your dreams. Neutralize the mouth singing shrapnel for justice, Augustus. Whose flag do you fly and why? The numb take sides when the scroll on the bottom has got them. A corporate cane to walk the blind. Gave power to the one with the bigger sign. And my cast ballot was a waste. Where is your bike? safety, or maybe we'll wake up to see the sky. Open up bright and wide, who's to say this is living? We are giving up a perfect noise to fool the spy. A bridge and a bomb collide, force a mumbling mind to surrender. Sleep well so you can tell me all the colors of the leaves in your tree.
Brought to you by Indiana Public Radio. Right now, the Accidental Seabirds are playing from their performance at Be Here Now in 2015. Let's dive back in and catch the rest of it.
People don't realize when the song's over when we do that one, so thank y'all for getting it, man. Muncie knows music, huh? Are you still amongst the pines, though divorced from your wife, allows the sunset? Are you still only a father? So your baby mama gets off of work and takes the sun back. Look, there's a snare trap in your backyard, it's true. And all your faded lines of guns pointed at those you once loved. And all our paper tears of birth in the pine lands. This is not only a test, please put on that orange vest and hold your breath, because this thing is about to capsize. Do you still not have a job? A pasta yard, been looking for a new guy to load the lumber. Are you still drunk on the steel reserve? Serving the gold guy a bottle dumbed down to flies the memories. Look, there's a glue trial in your kitchen, no food. And all your faded lines of guns pointed at those you once loved. And all our paper drives the burns in the pine lands. And this is not only a test. Please put on that orange vest. No to breath, because this thing is about to capsize. Easy now. Forget about 32 blades to reclaim her heart. This is how you pissed it out. All the words you saved, it probably should have told her. This little monkey went to Mars. This little monkey stayed home. Bad little monkey drink too much. Sad little monkey drink some. See what can happen when you listen to your left shoulder. Trade return the stars for a table of cards. Well, are you mad that I wrote this song? It's been too long. I got a new phone. I must have lost your number. Will you wake up? Will you change your clothes? The judgment's coming and the train departs with or without you. Look, there's a grease trap. Never been used. And all your faded lines of guns pointed at those you once loved. And all our paper drops of blood have been signed by strangers. This is not a place of rest. Best put on that orange vest and hold your breath, because this thing is about to.
Thanks, everybody. Have a good night.
This has been the Accidental Seabirds and their performance at Be Here Now in Muncie, Indiana. If you are interested in learning more about this artist, you can find them at accidentalseabirds.com. We are now going to be taking a short break, but be sure to stick around to see what happens to our adventurous engineers. Will the seabirds lead them home, or have they been led further astray? There's only one way to find out.
Have you ever been burned to a crisp on Lake Michigan? Have you ever had to reapply enormous amounts of sunblock and you still get set ablaze? Introducing Pirate's Booty Spray! This patented formula uses the grime and sweat from Lake Michigan's pirates into a durable 115+ SPF sunblock. Apply once and never apply again! This product was not FDA approved. Apply it on red. Some side effects may include mild scurvy, a slight sea dog accent, and uncontrollable bowel movements.
I use Pirate's Booty every time I come to Lake Michigan! Arrgh! And I feel great!
Planning a trip on the seas? Look no further than Perfectly Fine, Nothing Wrong With This Boat/Pontoon.org. At a starting rate of $10, you will be sailing the Great Lakes in no time.
I took my family on a trip to Lake Michigan, and it goes beyond saying that this is the worst!
And you could be the next owner of one of our beautiful boats. Be sure to download the app and enter your social security number, your student ID, and your grandmother's birthday.
This business has not been officially recognized or approved under the Great Lakes Boating Association and has been charged with 4 counts of identity theft. User discretion is advised. Message and data rates may apply. Oh, and don't all stand on one side of the boat. It will tip.
We are back with the scene from Indiana Public Radio. After dusting off our tapes the engineers gave us, we are ready to show the next part of this wild adventure. Let's get back to our merry companions and see where they go from here.
Guys, look! Land!
Really? An island!
Yeah. Is it land? It is land.
It's an island.
I don't know.
It's not Iceland.
Who's
on the island?
It looks like there's a whole something going on, a big hubbub, like a festival.
Yeah.
Is that barking?
That is barking.
No, that sounded. That barking sounds really convincing.
Who's there?
What?
Alright, let's dock here.
Yeah.
Let's dock here.
Does anyone know how to dock?
I know how to dock.
Oh, you know how to
especially
dock?
Especially old pirate ships.
Oh, really?
Yeah, how do you do it?
I'm basically just going to run it into the beach.
Oh, okay.
We're in for a rough landing.
Everyone, hold on.
Paul parked the car?
Yeah, but this is a beach. Almost the beach won't hurt the boat.
Oh, okay.
Everyone, hold on to something, though.
All right.
Ruh-roh.
Wait, hold on. Did anyone secure the crayons?
Ah! Oh, the crayons!
Oh, wait. Paul. No, the crayons. Oh, wait. I'll dive in for them. I'll save them.
Paul.
Wait, why would you do that? Literally, why would you do that? The crayons.
Well, while Paul's searching, we might as well go on to land and see what's going on.
Yeah.
Oh, look. It's a puppy.
Oh, my gosh. Come here, little boy.
Do not speak to me in such an uncivilized manner.
What?
Yeah, come on. Hello, sir. How do you do? Good boy.
I'm okay. We're okay.
Yes, you're a good boy. Yes, you are.
Is this entire island populated by English-speaking dogs?
Res, we're all English-speaking dogs.
Yes, and
different breeds across this island. I myself am. The English.
I, being a gentleman and a scholar, just want to let you know, you are a good boy. Yes, you are.
Roof. Thank you very much. Roof.
You're welcome, sir.
What breed are you?
I am the one and only. Roof. The English speaking Roberman Wrencher. Roof.
Why are you all here?
How is there even a civilized colony of dogs?
Well, if I be
if you
so
don't mind me asking.
Honest with you. Roof, we're on a boat with some dog catchers, roof, and the boat crashed. And then one day, a philosopher crashed onto the island and dropped all of his philosophical teachings, roof.
Wow.
And we spent ages teaching ourselves the ways of modern philosophy.
Roof. That's so cute.
Oh, who's a good boy?
I love you.
Like I said, God, speak to me in such
yeah.
a...
I'm sorry.
Rather.
Yeah, here. Let me just, Chris and Jacob, can you guys, here, let me ask you in a civilized manner. Would you like to go outside?
Let's get Paul out of the water.
Yeah, you guys do that. Mr.
Paul,
Dog,
come here,
would you
come
like
here,
to go outside?
Paul!
All right, sir. Now that we can have a civilized conversation, and we have moved ourselves outside, because I know you wanted to go outside. Now that we can have this conversation, what is it that's going on here?
Squirrel! Oh, sorry. Distracted. We are actually, we're on our way to go see the Ball Fetch concert. And if you are so very civilized as we are, we would like to offer you some tickets.
Ball Fetch?
To the Ball Fetch concert.
Do you not? There's a sign right there. Does not say Ball Fetch.
What? Rare.
I mean, it is a colored sign. I don't know if. Can you see it?
We're rather blind.
Bob, do you see right there, though? It says Bing Futch, BingFutch, not Ball Fetch.
Bro, we dogs have no depth perception. We've been bamboozled.
Yeah, it seems like you just are not even close. Like, that's not even what you're looking for at all.
Is there Fetch and Balls?
I mean, I can't guarantee either, but I mean, who knows?
Well, let's go to this Bing Futch concert. Roof, if you guys would like to join us.
We got Paul.
Yeah, we got
you
the
did,
crayons.
Finally.
Oh, thank you guys for getting me.
Wait,
here are the crayons.
Is there going to be local music on this island?
That's terribly convenient.
What?
Let's go check that out.
Thank you.
You're listening to Bing Futch from their performance at the Weebishe Music Festival. If you're interested in finding out more about this artist, you can find them at bingfutch.com.
Well, tell me, please, Mr. Man, is the 11:55 on time? Well, tell me, please, Mr. Man, will I see my baby down the line? Well, it's been way too long since I've seen her. I hope that Greyhound does deliver. Well, tell me, please, Mr. Man, it's the 11:55 on time. Well, tell me, please, Mr. Man, it's the 11:55 on time. Well, tell me, please, Mr. Man, will I see my baby down the line? Well, I have not heard from her since she left Jacksonville. Now I'm standing in this station with too much time to kill. Oh, tell me, please, Mr. Man, it's the 11:55 on time. Tell me, please, Mr. Man, do you have the time? Well, thank you kindly, Mr. Man, yes, I do see them headlights that shine. Well, it's my pretty baby hopping off that bus, and later on she'll hop on me and we'll make time for us. Oh, thank you kindly, Mr. Man, the 11:55's on time. Yes, sir.
Woo! Thank you guys very much.
Wow, that concert was awesome. I guess we should be heading back to our pirate ship.
Yeah. Chris?
Yeah?
Kind of toasted the boat.
Toasted the boat? How'd you even get a toaster that big?
No, I think what he means is when I decided to stop it by ramming it into the beach... It didn't appear to be in the same, you know, quality condition it was when we got.
Hey, Dogman, I guess you could say it was a pretty rough landing, wasn't it?
Oh, very funny, smart human.
Thank you, sir.
How did that work? But it just didn't work.
I don't know.
Dogman is different than our. Oh.
Get away.
Okay. Well, we want to leave, but we don't have a way home.
Yeah.
Would you?
I wish. I wish something.
Have a way off the island.
We do, by chance. We are not only masters in the roof, fetch and roof, roof, pee game, but we are masters in the craft of hot air balloons.
Roof. Wow!
I know all of the knots and all the ways of flying in the air.
Wait, you know all the knots?
Yes.
The pirates could have used that information.
Yeah, they really could have.
Well, would you guys like a ride back?
Ride.
I will go prepare the hot air balloon, but I have to ask one favor.
How do you do that without thumbs?
Oh, I do not have reposable thumbs, but I ask for one favor, one treat.
Okay, we still have these sandwiches.
You have sandwiches?
Yeah, do you need a vegetarian sandwich?
No.
I am vegetarian.
That's perfect.
I mean, you could give him a different one, too.
A vegetarian sandwich.
Vegetarian.
Kyler, that's rude to not give a vegetarian sandwich.
We have one.
Yeah.
I thought you were civilized human, yet these other humans prove otherwise.
Here you go, buddy. Here's your vegetarian sandwich. Oh, here, eat
all
the
right.
sandwich.
You can have the sandwich, good boy.
Well, everyone, this has been the scene. This was our summer spectacular. I don't know. I still have to do some processing. I will figure it out on my own, but what'd you guys think?
Yeah, I mean, we did things.
This is one of the best adventures we've ever been on so far.
Yeah, I don't know if the scene's ever seen anything like this, you know? Has the scene seen the sea before? Or has the scene...
I don't think we have.
Because the scene has seen the Indiana backyards, but I don't know if the scene's seen the sea before, so...
No, that's been awesome. I'm so excited we were able to bring Lake Michigan to our
That doesn't work with the alliteration, Jacob, so...
Oh, okay. My mistake. Well, if you've been joining us, thank you for sticking around on this wild ride. We'll catch you next time, but it may be a second.
Yeah, who knows? Anything can happen.
We have some legal Kyler, fees with the yacht to take care of.
All right, guys, the hot air balloon's ready.
You guys ready to go?
So we don't really know how to tell you guys this, but
this is tough.
Yeah, this is a really tough situation that we're in now.
You can't end my episode like this.
What are you doing?
I'm sorry, but Chris and I have been talking, and after getting to know Mr. Dog over there...
Russ.
We're not going to be going back with you guys to Indiana.
What do you mean you're not going to be going back to Indiana? What?
We're sorry.
We've seen the last of us.
This is just rare Oh, no. Woof.
What are you talking about?
Jacob, they're barking.
Woof.
They're becoming...
Woof.
Oh, no. Okay, woof. We got to get out of here woof. Before
woof.
We're
what are you talking about?
Oh.
Woof. Run away. Run away.
Woof. Woof.
Run.
Woof. Woof.
This is a great episode. We'll catch you next time. Gotta go. Paul, get in the high air balloon. Go. We gotta go.
Where the scene engineers will go from here? Who knows? Will they be back with more brand new content this fall? You bet they will be. Thank you for joining us on this special summer episode, and we hope you enjoyed our silly antics just as much as we did when recording. Thank you again for continuing to support local venues and music through the scene. We will catch you next time. Major support for the scene comes from the Vice President of Information Technology at Ball State, Ball State's Music Media Production Program, our underwriters, and listeners like you who support their local public radio station. Our show is produced entirely by Ball State students. Paul Butler, Chris Golab, Kyler Altenhoff, and myself are the show's producers and engineers. Gabe Waugh is our booking and communications coordinator. This episode was produced by me, your host, Jacob Holtzman, and our other engineer and producer, Paul Butler. Special thanks to the Weebishay and Virginia Avenue Music Festivals for letting us record this week's artists. To find out more about the bands and venues we feature on the scene, visit our website, indianapublicradio.org/the scene, where you can learn more about the program and listen to our episode archive. Again, that's at indianapublicradio.org/the scene. Also, if you'd like to keep up with what we're up to next, follow our Facebook page. Just search for The Scene from Indiana Public Radio. Find us on Twitter and Instagram. Our handle is @thescene on IPR. We're also on Apple Podcasts and wherever else you find your podcast. Give The Scene from Indiana Public Radio a search to add us to your favorite podcasting app. Thanks for being with us, and join us again next time to hear what's happening in the scene, here on the scene. Now, for Bing Fudge to take us out.